Hello, and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program for you today. Our speaker, Dave Rosenfeld, is an associate pastor with Thurman Scrivner at the Living Savior Ministries. We join today's message, God Wants You Well, already in progress.
Anybody been in the military? Okay, those of you that remember your boot camp training, I want you to fall in from the tallest to the shortest, one line. Now, I want you all to look at this. That looks good. Okay, praise the Lord. Okay, about face. There we go. Okay, we got lots of fun today, praise the Lord. Okay, a 10, hoot! Notice that every one of them snapped their feet together and they brought their arms to their sides, their thumbs right here. They're nailed to the seams of their britches. What happened there? They're all looking straight forward, except some are looking at me, praise the Lord, because this is not the military. How did they learn what these words meant? They were trained. Every one of these men had a different instructor, but every one of those men that trained them came from the same book. The Air Force Training Manual, and maybe BMTS Manual, whatever. And they all know what I'm talking about. If I say parade, rest, y'all know what that meant? It's kind of interesting, isn't it? This is what this word submission means. It defines a military behavior. And this is what he's saying. Now, if I tell these men present arms, they can't from parade rest because we know I have to bring them to attention. And then they present arms. Attend, hoot! Present arms! Order, arms! What are they doing? It looks good though, don't it? Man, just put a gun on them. These boys will know how to do it, huh? Praise the Lord. Okay. If I put them at parade, rest. And then I say, fall out. They cannot do it. They have to be brought to attention to fall out. Now, the reason I'm bringing up all these little nuances of the commands is every one of these men learned that. If I tell them right face right now, they cannot do it because I did not bring them to attention. Because we were never trained to go from this and do a right face because it looks all stupid. Okay, you bring them to attention and I say right, it's a preparatory command. They know something's coming. I say face, they stand on the right heel, left ball, turn, and they do it. Attend, hoot! I say, fall out. Now they go back to their seat. If I had said at ease, thank you, gentlemen, very much. That was excellent. Now you know what I was going to do. I told her to be ready because something was going to happen. I didn't know how many men were going to actually show up. Some of these men have not been in the military 40 years. And every one of them knew the command and knew what to do. And this is the word that subjection means. Now, I want Pastor to tell a story about the change in the pocket, side straddle hops. Now, being in the military, you follow the order exactly, and you don't say, but sir, but, because but instantly means 25 push-ups or whatever he decides to make you do. Sir is another 25, and this guy only counts by 25s or hundreds, praise the Lord. He don't know how to count by one and two or two and four. Okay, it's instantly, give me 25, give me 50. And then you say, but sir, give me 100. And, okay, praise the Lord. So,
through basic training at Lackland Air Force Base, of course, you know, I had been raised in a home that required authority. And so I had learned how to submit to dad and mother and everything else. But when I went to Lackland, one of the things the guy told us, he said, when you come to the PT field to do your exercises, bring nothing in your pockets. Make sure you have nothing in your pockets. That means up here, down here, nothing. Well, they called us to a dinner one evening, and I forgot to take the change out of my pocket. Well, I go to the chow hall to get chow, and then we run to the PT field. And when I get there, he said, okay, now we're going to do side straddle hops. And he starts with all this, a tinch hut and all this stuff. And then he says, now, side straddle hops. And as I'm doing that, as soon as I did it the first time, I heard the change rattle in my pocket. I thought, oh, God, please don't let that man come back here. Because I knew I was in total disobedience to submission. And so, naturally, he walks down the aisles. And as he walks down, when he gets to me, he says, Scrivener, "What's that noise in your pockets?" I said, "Sir, it's my change. Did I tell you to leave that change at the barracks?" "Yes, sir." He said, "Well, when everybody else gets through doing side straddle hops, you continue to do side straddle hops until I tell you to stop." So we got through with all of the maneuvers, everything. And then the last thing we did, we went back to side straddle hops. Well, everybody else did 50, and then he told them, "Everybody is dismissed but Scrivener." So I continued to do side straddle hops. Now, I was a young man raised in a home that I knew I had to submit to authority. So he said, "I'll come back and tell you when you can quit." And so he walked off the PT field and left me doing side straddle hops. I never missed a one. I done those things over and over and over and over. I have no idea how many I did. But when he finally came back, he said, "Okay, Scrivener, you've had enough. Go to the barracks." I walked off, and I got to the barracks. I couldn't hardly walk. When I got to the barracks, I'm telling you, on the balls of each foot, I had a blister that big around. I couldn't hardly walk for a week. But let me tell you what. You never had to tell me twice to never take change to the PT field again. I never, ever broke a rule again. And so when we have to submit to authority, that's Amen. What God means. If we don't submit to authority, we're going to suffer the consequences. And boy, did I suffer them. Wow, that was awful.
Praise the Lord. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Now, was the drill instructor fair for making him do that? I don't think so. Some reprimand would have been fine, but was that necessary? Didn't matter. What mattered was he was told to do it, and he did it. Now, some people may think, well, I don't get what this has to do with submitting to my husband. Let me use another example. Any of you officers that were in the military? Any officers? Okay, stand up for a second, please. Thank you. As an enlisted man, if I was walking down the sidewalk and I saw him, I came to attention. And then I presented arms, and you notice what he just did. Do it again. I could not bring mine down until he had saluted me. You all following what I'm saying? Thank you, sir. That was part of the protocol. If he had said, "Airman, come over here. I need you to help me load this car." You know what I got to do? "No, dude, I'm on the way to the BX to get a Coke. I don't need to work." No, no. Boy, I did that one time. It didn't work well at all, man. In fact, it happened to be my commanding officer that I told that to. He didn't like it. You know, he just thought that was rebellion. He thought that was insubordination. He felt that needed to be reprimanded. Because I just told him what I thought. You didn't ever get to tell him what you thought. And I thought it was interesting that this was the exact same language that the wives be in subjection to your own husbands. Now, the thing the Lord really wants here is honor and respect. He's not telling the husbands what they're supposed to do here. But I'll say, as the mirror, He wants you spotlessly clean so that your husband can learn from you where his faults are. Because you were taken out of him. So if he wants to know how his relationship with God is, he looks at his bride and goes, "Oh, a little bit of rebellion here. Okay, God, where am I doing that to you?" Y'all understand what I'm saying? Because you can read Genesis 2, go listen to the teaching last month. You were taken out of the man so that God could show the man his relationship with him. It wasn't good for the man to be alone. He needed that, and that word, the mirror comes from the word helpmeet. Okay, that you go listen to the tape, praise the Lord. So the mirror, first and foremost, must be in complete subjection. Now, my wife, I'll use her as an example. She had a career before she came to me. But when she came to me, I didn't want that career a part of our life. That means she got to throw it away. Now, was that fair for her? You might say yes, you might say no, it didn't matter. I was the boss and I did not want it a part of our family. And so she had to submit to that in all things. And God has blessed her because I think I was a little unfair when I told her that. Okay? I told some of the things I told her when we were first married weren't fair. But because She stayed completely submitted to this regimented submission that you saw here. It changed me. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Now, it says here that if any obey not the word, would you, if I was to use that phrase, that if any obey not the word, that word obey, actually, obey not, actually means rejects it, like seriously, persistently rejects it, don't want to hear nothing about it. And they're not talking just about the word of God. The wife, as a mirror, wants to tell the husband, hey, we're messing up here. But if he rejects it, then it says he may be won without the word, without words, by the conversation of the wife. Pastor didn't get to plead his case to this drill instructor when he was doing those side straddle hops. He was told to do them. That's what you do. But I told Pastor, we were joking about it a little bit in the office when I was telling him what I had planned on doing. And we were joking. I said, yeah, I think that the drill instructor went a little overboard. And I said, he didn't know why he fell off the curb next week and he was hobbling around on his foot. Because he had caused Pastor pain in the foot. God says, okay, you're going to get pain in the foot. Praise the Lord. But it didn't matter. God had told Pastor, and we men in the military learn that, you will submit to these instructors in all things. If they tell you to jump over the fence, you jump. He was telling me a story about going under the razor wire, and they were shooting tracer bullets over his head. I obviously went into the Air Force a little bit later. They weren't allowed to shoot anything over our heads when I went in the Air Force. But if you're finding, now wives, if you're finding that your husband is not obeying the word, and what's he been commanded to do? To love you like Christ loved the church. Okay. If he's not doing that, don't use any words, and he will be won. Now, I love this. I try to explain this, and I don't know if I'm doing an adequate job. But in Hebrew, and I do mean Hebrew, when you say a word once, it's what it means. When you say it twice, it's the best of that word. When you say it three times, it's an absolute cannot fail action that's going to happen.
You have been listening to Dave Rosenfeld of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop our program here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled God Wants You Well, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website. That's www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.